Hello, my name's Ellie Nguyen, and I am conducting an oral history interview for my class on the importance of bookstores. Please state your name, date of birth, where you currently reside, and your occupation.
My name is Min Nguyen, born in February 1, 1962. I now live in Richmond, Virginia, and I am a computer software engineer.
Can you please state you have signed the consent forms allowing me to publish this interview?
Yes.
While younger, what locations did you live in?
I grew up in Vietnam, Da Nang, Vietnam. Then in 75, I came to Chicago and I lived there, going through high school in Chicago and then college.
Would you consider yourself an avid reader?
Yes, very much.
When did you start buying books?
I didn't get to buy a book until I came to Chicago. Because growing up in Vietnam, books were hard to come by. They didn't have a library in our town, and they didn't have a bookstore either. But there was a store that rent the books. So I would go to that place and I rent a bunch of books home to read.
What were your favorite genres while you began reading?
When I was younger, I loved reading old literatures, books from Charles Dickens to John Steinbeck to recently, I get into spy novels, actions, especially during the period of the Red Curtain with the Soviet Union and the USA in the Cold War.
Was there a particular shop you went to for your books while living in Chicago?
Yes, I would go to, well, actually, I used to go to the library a lot, the Hill Library, which is about 2 miles from my home. And then for books that they didn't have readily available at the library, because the library is a branch, the Hill Library was a branch of a of the overall Chicago Public Library. So whichever ones they don't have, you would have to place an order and then wait for several weeks. So instead of waiting, I would stop by the used bookstores and I would find books there. There was one called Shake, Rattle, and Read. That was the name of the bookstore where they sell a bunch of old books. So I would go there and buy used books because it was cheaper.
You said that while in Vietnam you rented books. Were the books in English?
No, it was in Vietnamese. But most of it was... I read a few Vietnamese written books, fictions, but there were also some books that were authored by French novelists or American novelists, and then they get translated into Vietnamese. One of the big book I remember I read back then was Les Miserables. That was a French novel that was translated into Vietnamese, so I read that. Have to rent it though.
So you would definitely say that while you moved to Chicago, reading helped strengthen your English?
Oh, absolutely. Read quite a bit. I read every day, and it was not only being pushed by my parents and my sister, but also just because curiosity, and I like reading books.
So with the new technologies now, do you find yourself reading more due to the e-books?
Oh, yes, I do. It's easy, too, because, you can just... I have an iPad, so then I download books either from the Apple Store or from Amazon. Amazon also have one of these feature with Amazon Prime where you can borrow books, and they also give you one free download, one book per month, the new novels. So I do download and read them, and it's easier too. You just flip it open, and then when you're done, stuff it back in your backpack and read. It's the convenience, and get a bunch of books. I even download books like John Slocum Sail Around the World book that was maybe 80 or 100 years ago, and I'm reading that.
So even if the new technologies weren't here today, do you think you would still go to bookstores?
Oh, yes. The fun part was back in the days when my kids were younger or small, besides going to the library, we would go to Borders Book, and because it's just down the street, and then the kids would have fun time looking for books in there, and then the store also have promotions and activities for the kids and reading times for the kids at the bookstore. Especially on Saturday, it's always busy there. I remember that.
Do you have any other thoughts or importances you found while growing up with the bookstores?
Oh, yes. Bookstore, there's nothing like... Yeah, the internet is nice. There are positive and there are negative things about it. The positive thing is at the actual bookstore, you can pick up a book and you can feel and you can start reading. You can read the cover, the front, the back. You can flip around. You can browse. I can spend a couple hours in the bookstore just browsing and I wouldn't get bored. But on the other hand, with the internet, like Amazon, you can go to Amazon and the nice thing is that you browse a book and then you can read the reviews by other readers. One book might have a couple thousand of reviews and users' recommendation. And then besides that book that you're looking at, Amazon also have recommendation that related to that book or related to that particular topic or related to that author. So you then get to jump to the next book and you just browse and then you read the review. And sometimes you end up looking at one author and next thing you know, you start reading that author, and pretty soon you start reading everything that author had written, which I did, And so that's the nice thing about. But going to the bookstore, it's always nice, you know. Mm-hmm. Even Amazon, just recently, last week, as a matter of fact, they just opened a real brick and mortar bookstore, Amazon bookstore in Seattle.
Oh.
And guess where Amazon started? Seattle. Jeff Bezos, he left some Wall Street job, you know, and from the East Coast, and then went west, and he opened Amazon, started Amazon there, and now he drove out a bunch of, you know, all these mom and pop and big and small bookstores, and guess what? Now he's opening one.
All right. Well, that concludes our interview. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to help me out.
You're welcome.